Emmanuel's Veins by Ted Decker, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Chris Andrews.
To all who have ears to hear, I am dead, but perhaps you are as well, if you can read this account penned by a dead man. I, St. Thomas of Moldavia, make known this report of all that transpired, so that any who seek the truth will know what happened. Some called me a heretic. They said that by my dealing with the matters herein could only mean that I was touched by the devil himself. Some said that I was a creature of the night, a dragon, a beast turned into man. Some said that I was mad, and I will attest that I myself once would have believed that this tale could only have come from the mind of a raving lunatic. But I swear by my very own blood that I am neither devil nor beast, and that this is not the tale of a lunatic, unless by love I have been driven hopelessly mad, a reasoning that tempts me more often than I dare admit. Judge it for yourself. I implore you to open your hearts and your minds to this account. Then, when you have turned the last page, if you still do not believe that what you have read is true, you may say that I deserved my death. St. Thomas, Lover of His Bride. Chapter 1. My name is Tomas Nicolescu, and I was a warrior, a servant of Her Majesty, the Empress of Russia, Catherine the Great, who by her own hand and tender heart sent me on that mission at the urging of her most trusted adviser, Grigory Potemkin, in the year of our Lord 1772. It was a year of war.